We all love comeback stories. They make the best movies. They make the best books. Well, I interview Bill Forbes. He's the founder of K9 Tactical, and he is the comeback kid. It started with a dog, a sewing machine, and this incredible illness that he faced, and somehow he brought it all together to build this growing, thriving business, and he's brought his family in to really figure out a way to scale it. Stick around. I think it'll make you think twice about the fact that nobody goes through life undefeated, but when you're down, it doesn't mean you're down for the count.
I am here with Bill Forbes. He is the founder of K9 Tactical. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great.
That's
Thank
great.
You.
Who is Bill Forbes? What are you all about, Bill?
What am I all about? Well, it's a kind of a tough question. I'm quite a simple person. I'm just a simple guy who started a business about 30 years ago.
Okay, talk to us about that. What happened?
I was actually diagnosed with a disease at about 26 years old. Shortly after that, I got married and couldn't do a whole lot. My wife got me a dog to keep me company because I was kind of stuck at home. And I wanted to get involved in something with that had to do with dogs. And kind of one thing led to another. And I started doing a little bit of dog training with another guy. And as things progressed, we started a small little business and never really made any money at it. I just was kind of following a dog trainer. And then from there, I had an idea on a dog collar, and I needed to make it. So I bought myself a sewing machine.
Okay, so you became a seamstress. You started making dog collars
Yep.
with a sewing machine.
Yep.
Okay, I have to imagine. Did you sew prior to that?
Nope.
You taught yourself how to sew. How did? Okay,
Taught myself how to
walk me
sew.
through this. Okay, you buy yourself a sewing machine for a dog collar. Take it from there.
So I bought my first industrial sewing machine. The strange thing about it is that they sew really fast. So if you're trying to teach yourself how to do it and you step on the pedal, it just kind of takes off 100 miles an hour.
It sounds dangerous.
So I took a tennis shoe and I folded it in half and I shoved it underneath the pedal in the back so I couldn't push it down very far.
Yeah, you're
So it kind
left
of
foot.
controlled the speed. And after that, it was really hard to find raw material and products because it's a manufacturing business, and I didn't know anything about that. So I searched out the raw material for the webbing and for all the hardware, the plastic buckles and everything I would need. I actually drove to LA, picked up the stuff right from the manufacturer, brought it back to my one bedroom apartment, set it all up, my sewing machine at the end of my bed, and that's where I started.
Living or working out of the apartment. So, okay, so at that time, your wife was working, I assume, and so you're running this dog collar business.
Correct.
Okay. What's it look like today, and how'd you get there?
Well, from there, one thing led to another. I expanded into different places to work. But I always basically worked at home, out of a garage or whatever it was. Ended up having two children, which up to this point, one went off to college, one didn't. My son started working with me when he was about, I don't know, about 10 years old, and taught him what I was doing. He really was a hardworking kid, stuck with it, and just about it was probably been about 4 years now, we needed to get a shop. And my son was like, "Dad, we need to get out of this garage."
Ha.
And I'm like, "All
It
right."
was his idea.
It was his idea to get out of the garage. And we rented a 2,500 square foot warehouse, which was what we thought was going to be so big that we'd be able to park our trucks inside. Trucks never got parked inside. We consumed the whole building. After about 2 years, outgrew that building and then moved to 5,000 square foot. We've been there about, I don't know, about 6 months, 7 months. I don't keep track of time or days. being an entrepreneur.
Well, that's a good, it sounds like a luxury not to have to worry about that. Or is that because you're just so entrenched in the business, you're not able to come up for air?
Well, no. Now the whole family works there. We've increased how many people that work for us. So it has been able to give us a little bit of extra time, and you know, it's starting to work out better with extra space and with extra people.
Mm-hmm. It's more than a dog collar business today, though, isn't it? I mean, K9 Tactical is the name of the organization. Tell us about the other products that you carry.
So it started as just pet products. And then as it grew from that, we got involved in the working dog and sport dog world. And it grew into a leather business. We make harnesses. We make a whole line of gear. And then we realized that we were starting to sell some stuff to law enforcement. And I thought that law enforcement equipment needed to be stronger, more built better, because they have a liability with their dogs, and they need to have really good, trustworthy, reliable products. So we've expanded into making bulletproof vests, stable harnesses, which you fly under helicopters with, and you can deploy dogs into the forest to do different jobs.
I can imagine that, you know, for a lot of people, especially if you're a police officer or you're a soldier of some kind, your dog is like your best friend out in the field, and you'll do whatever you can to keep that dog safe.
Correct. So, and that's where the ballistic vest came from, and the equipment. So you just want it to be reliable. So we try to fashion things with the mindset of, if I was in the dark, where are my parts on the collar, for instance? Are they on top? Are they on the bottom? I wanted it easy to for them to be able to find them, like in a dark car, and you need to reach in the back and grab your dog. So we put the ring to attach on the top of the collar instead of the bottom. It makes it a little faster and easier. We tried to just build stuff so it's easier.
Why have you grown so much? Is it just a bigger facility, or have you changed the way you're going to market?
A lot of it was that after my daughter graduated from school, she started working the social media, and I turned a lot of the stuff in the warehouse over to my son, and he runs the warehouse part. So that gives me a little time to not have to worry about that stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. But it was mainly, just the social media and, all of that, which is kind of amazing.
It is amazing. So as your how old are your kids now?
27, 23.
So at 27 and 23, they've come in and basically transformed the organization.
They have.
So if you're talking to your son and daughter right now, they may be listening. Who knows? What would you say to them?
I'd just say how wonderful both of them are. They've grown up to be just the best adults. They're both wonderful. That is my greatest success, is my family. And that's what the whole business is about. It's to pass something on so that they can have it.
Yeah. Well, I think about to when you started the business, right? You said that you had a setback or an illness, and that dog came in as a companion. How did that relationship or that love for the animal affect your decision to really take this thing on?
Well, it's like you see like people that have like military people that have had problems. It's very comforting to have a dog. They're always there. They're unconditional. They help you get through pain. They help you get through being nervous. Should have brought my dog with me. But yeah, no, dogs help in so the jobs that dogs do are amazing, and it does. It brings comfort. So.
Yes, we work with an organization called Ruff, and helping provide service dogs and training to veterans that come back with PTS. And so we see in reality how it changes your outlook on life if you get your best friend with you. So thinking about the future, right? You're going to end up handing this off to the kids at some stage. How would you paint the picture for me about the future of K9 Tactical.
Well, K9 Tactical hopefully will be able to grow into maybe a small chain of stores. I would like to be able to put something down in different areas so that law enforcement and other people can actually come into the store with their working dogs, pick out, and have things custom made sometimes. You know, sometimes you don't just fit what's on the shelf. We also do repairs, and it's nice to be able to have reliable product, and if it gets ripped or torn or whatever, they can just bring in and have it repaired without having to buy a new one. Yeah.
Well, you've turned what I'll call a major setback into an entrepreneurial venture that's really changing the trajectory of your family. And then thinking about that and this success story that's right here, it's a homegrown success story. Just advice, words of wisdom to those people that might be facing a setback and thinking how to rechannel their setback into something so positive.
Well, it's funny because whenever I look back at the disease that I had, it was more of a blessing than it was bad. It made me a better person, not a worse person. I didn't look at it like it. It made me be able to focus on really what I wanted to do. And I don't know. It's actually has been a blessing. So I can't say I never regretted having it. Unfortunately, my son was diagnosed with it, so he's kind of suffering through it right now, but we got him on medication. Things seem to be helping him out.
Wow. You shared with me a little bit about the turning point that also happened when you met a young man named Zach.
Zach knew my daughter, and he had just started working here with Mark, and he came over, and he asked if we wanted to kind of join in with this group, and I didn't know anything about it.
What is Haney Biz?
Yeah, what is that? Well, I had no idea what it was, and, you know, since we were just kind of a our business has always been a family business, but we're an island, and we've just kind of been all just by ourselves, and growing up without, you know, a lot of business knowledge, Zach brought up to us that Mark was working on, you know, trying to help and build and lift up other small businesses in the area. And Zach said something about he's trying to help businesses become like million-dollar businesses. And I was like, wow, that's kind of a crazy number. It was huge. But I thought to myself, well, maybe that's possible. And in a very short amount of time, it has done extremely well. I mean, when Zach came over, I think we had, there were probably like four people working there, and that was like 3 years ago, and we have 13 people.
Wow.
So, to connect with other entrepreneurs and other people is really important, to hang out with positive, alike-thinking people.
Yeah, we're a composite of the people we spend the most time with. And you think about, I think that's one of the reasons why I love this show. I love what we do at Haney Biz. Is I get to put myself around the highest quality, most ambitious people with the right values. Those people, they're out there in our community. Sometimes they're on an island. People don't even know about them. But I get to put myself in that world with people like you, Bill.
Yeah, and we appreciate that. And it really does help. It does help. And I think it's important that anybody that, you know, thinks about going out and starting something, it's to actually just go and do it. What does it hurt? I mean, sometimes I think, you know, you hear people that they want to work for somebody because they think that there's security in that. But all you're doing is working in someone else's dream. Find your own dream and hire people to work in your dream.
Yeah.
You know?
Without a doubt. What a success story, and thank you. And in some way, I feel like I'm a small part of that dream as well, because
you and I
are connected back to Zach, and hopefully today we've inspired that next person in line.
Oh, I hope so.
Thanks,
Bill. I hope so. Thank you.
If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe. feel free to be part of our community, engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better. And let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love.